And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, this is the that part of the week. This is my favorite segment. This is so Boomer McQueen is what we do every Thursday at 3:30. Except that the lovely McQueen has a calling to coach kids right now, and she's at a day camp for, I guess, next week too, right?
In a couple weeks. So she gets next week off.
That's a lot of Frosted Flakes for you to eat, though, bud.
That is.
So last week we had Butters. It was Boomer and Butters. This week we needed a new proxy. So we were proud to reach out to find somebody who's even guest hosted this show before. Say hello to Lee from Huntsville. Lee, how are you doing today?
I am great. I'm excited for the inaugural Boomer and Lee.
There you go. Boomer and Lee. Well, that means we got to play the whoop-whoop, so hit
That's
those
right.
whoop-whoops. There you go. All right. Lee, you know the rules, right? I got questions. I ask questions, and you guys just give me your unvarnished opinions and just wax poetic on it, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Here's the deal. First question. So, I mean, the left, and like I look around and think the left creates fake women, fake meat, fake economics, fake environmental disasters. Here's my question, rhetorically and reality, why are they so intent on creating new realities all the time? Lee, you want to go first?
Sure. I think, like everything, scripture can explain a lot. I think back to Romans, if you even go back to Romans 1:20, all the way through 27 explains a lot of this. But if you just hone in on 25, Romans 1:25, because by choice they exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
Ooh.
And worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. The truth of God for a lie, they've exchanged it. In all of these things. And I think that that really spoke to me as why we've got so much fakery going on, fake women, fake food, fake everything, because they want to exchange that truth for a lie.
Boomer, she just quoted scripture, and I don't know what you got, but you're going to have a hard time.
So. Well, I'm not going to beat that. What I'm going to say is, I think we've said it before, and I know your lovely wife has said it as well. They want control.
Oh yeah.
And what the way I look at it is, they're pushing all of this on us. And again, we're a frog in a boiling pot. So I think the reason they're pushing all of this nonsense on us and all these things is they're pushing so much on us so that they can get away with a separate amount. At the very end.
Oh, so ask for a lot, take what you can get.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You're exerting control by doing it.
And right now, they're seeing how much they can get away with.
Well, I agree, and I think that goes back to what Lee said. I mean,
yep.
they're absolutely substituting the truth of God for a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose behind that, you're saying, is so they can exert more control.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
I mean, I think that's their end game is they want the control, and so they're just pushing all this fake nonsense on us.
Yeah.
And then seeing how much they can get away with, and then eventually just take control of it.
I'm buying that. Y'all are on it. What did you go about to say, Lee? You got something else?
I was going to say it is it's much easier, or it's much more difficult to have someone believe I've been lied to. I know everyone's heard this quote. Than for them to believe a lie than for them to believe they were lied to.
Huh.
So it's much easier for them to believe a lie.
Wow.
And so when you're talking about, and plus it's easier to control, say, thought, speech. I mean, at this point we have thought crime, in Western countries. We literally have thought crime. And if they can control us down to our very thoughts and actions, such as using, control through means like legal and or social control, where they can perhaps control your money, your ability to travel, your ability to move about, who you associate with, all of these things via social control. It's much easier to do that if they can convince you to believe the lie. And the lie is that you're worshiping what's created, not the creator.
Yeah, ooh, absolutely. You know, and I think too, there's a deep dissatisfaction. Liberals always seem to have a victim mentality. I said that in my monologue earlier, and I think there's a deep dissatisfaction with existing realities, so much so that they want to conjure up something new, something fake, and claim that that's a better way, and it gives them a chance to avoid the truth that they just don't want to face. What?
And I also think that how many people out there take one news source, if that's from their phone or some article they read on a certain website or a newspaper, they read those articles and they believe what is in there verbatim. They don't go dig for themselves and try to figure out the actual truth. They're like, oh, this is what we need to believe now. All these fake people are, this is what we're doing. Okay, let's do it.
There's 72 genders.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I guess they got it wrong the first time. But a lot of people are just quickly brainwashed is what I believe.
Yep, that's true too. That's true too. All right. Golly. This is good.
I like this.
This is like deep. All right. next question. I'm thinking through, like, the Supreme Court. I didn't even talk about it yet, but Supreme Court had a major decision today. Supreme Court's been really touching on some hot topics lately. But one of them is, the Supreme Court came out recently and basically ruled that Alabama's going to have to redraw all of its congressional district lines. So the legislature is about to convene in special session. They're reviewing all kinds of proposed maps. For those inside of the political world, this is really big. This is upheaval. But I got to ask you guys, do y'all think that the average citizen in Alabama even knows this is happening or even cares for that matter? Is it a nothing burger to them? Or is it like, yeah, that's a big, hairy deal? What, you got something, Boomer?
I'm going to go jump on this. If just completely honest, if I wouldn't have heard it here, I would have no clue. I mean, it's just being honest, I mean, just coming from where I was before, I didn't keep up with anything. And I happened, was it yesterday we talked about it and the day before?
Yeah.
So I was just with a group of people. I said, hey, did y'all know about this? Then they said, no. What does this even mean? So if it was me a year ago, before I even started here, I probably would have no clue. And honestly, if someone wouldn't tell me exactly what it meant, would I care about it right now? I probably wouldn't.
But you were not a conservative back
Correct.
Then. And you also, you voted conservative.
Absolutely.
And you voted regularly, and you paid attention, generally speaking.
Yes.
But you're saying that you don't think you would have ever grabbed hold of the story.
I probably would have never grabbed hold of
it. All right, Lee. So you give us your thoughts, but then I want to hear what you think other people around you. Do they even see this? Is this happening in their minds? What's the deal?
No, for the most part, the public is shockingly uninformed, especially for something like this. They don't understand the dominoes, right? Mm-hmm. So this redistricting can eventually mean two Democrat representatives out of eight for the state of Alabama, which increases, instead of seven, which we have now, we have seven out of eight, and this is the possibility of making it six out of eight, which lends one more Democrat to the House of Representatives. Which you do that in enough states, that can tip the balance of power that we just continuously have right now, which means they're back to just ramming garbage down our throats, like, impeaching the former president two times over nothing. So, yes, it matters, and it matters a lot. But they know, as a whole, I think, for the political class and for people who, pay attention, news people, political people, yes, it's very important. But everybody else? No, I don't think so.
I think y'all are right. It should be a story. I mean, that's why I talk about it, because I think it is a big deal. And like you just said, Lee, I mean, the reality is the margins are so slim right now up there in D.C. in terms of the Republican majority in the House. All the ability to do these investigations that we're doing right now, all the ability to look at potential impeachments of people like Mayorkas and others, all the ability to subpoena documents from the FBI related to Hunter Biden, every bit of that is contingent upon having a majority. And if we wind up seeing just the slimmest of majorities harmed by having to redraw the lines, and lo and behold, they do get another Democrat elected to Congress because of it. We potentially lose our grip on the ability to get something done.
Think about the investigations right now. If this had happened and they allowed it, they allowed 22 to go ahead, right? But had they not, and we had to vote based on maps back then, would we even know about Hunter's text, the WhatsApp text, which literally at this point we have anything but a video of him and his dad sitting there going, yeah, tell him that. I mean, literally, we have everything possible to show that there is absolute, you know, a selling of influence by Hunter with the approval of his father, and yet we would have known nothing about this.
That's right. It's all because we gained the slimmest of majorities to give us the chance to chair committees to make this happen. And you're right. But back to the question too. I think both of y'all nailed it. I think that by and large, the general public. I mean, I think this listening audience kind of grabs hold of stuff because these are the kind of, all these right side ruffians are the kind of people that tune into this kind of thing. But I think the vast majority of the populace is like, redrawing what lines? What's that going to do? Oh, a new congressman? I'm not even sure who my congressman is now. And I'm afraid that's too often the fact that it goes right on by. One more minute.
I have actually a question with it as well, right. Talking about those lines. Would this be a trickle effect for other states as well? Are they watching?
Oh, there's already the decision that came down that impacts us is actually impacting Louisiana. And there's another one, maybe Texas and North Carolina. I think all of them were in a position where they were on pause, waiting to see what our decision was going to be. And now they're all faced with having to redraw their lines. So, yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. All right, boom shakalaka, let's take a break right now. Lee, you're doing great sitting in for the lovely McQueen. We appreciate you being with us today. We're doing the Boomer McQueen segment, but it's Boomer and Lee today. And y'all stay tuned. We flip the script right after this. I have no idea what they're going to ask me, but this is where they get to ask me any question. And I can always refrain from answering if I have to. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. So this is a part of the Boomer and McQueen segment, which is briefly renamed as the Boomer and Lee from Huntsville segment, where we flip the script and y'all ask me a question. So I don't know what's coming. Lee, you got a question for me? What you got?
I do. I'm curious about the redistricting, since I think you would know much more about that than most people. Could there be any unintended consequences? And also, I find it interesting that they assume that when they do these two districts that black people will be elected, as if they wouldn't elect anyone else, nor would white people elect anyone else. I find that thought process strange.
I do, too. Yeah. So unintended consequences, I mean, in general, you mean? Like what kind of things could happen that I'm looking at one of the things that's being talked about right now is that down in South Alabama, congressional districts number 1 and 2, which are currently held by Congressman Jerry Carl of Mobile Baldwin County area and Congressman Barry Moore from Coffee County, that there's some of the proposed maps have them both drawn into the same district. If that's the case, we have two sitting Republican congressmen who, if they want to both be reelected, may have to run against each other. There's one. And I would, by the way, I would guess I would have to classify that though as an intended consequence, because
right.
I'm thinking they're probably going to try and do something like that just to make it more difficult for an incumbent to be able to run against who the Democrats want to put up in whatever the new district lines are. But then to your point, I agree. I said the same thing. There is a very cavalier sort of sense of entitlement when it comes to the black vote. Democrats believe it's theirs. You remember Biden in the campaign, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. I mean, what a stupid, silly, entitled thing to say. And yet they get away with it. But, and yes, if you look at the demographics on the polling scales, the exit polls tend to show that The black vote more often than not does go Democrat, but it has been waning in recent years. More and more we're seeing folks not voting straight party like that. They're starting to think on their own. So that's what I'm thinking. That's where I'm at.
I definitely think it's changing. It may be slowly, but I definitely think it's changing. Hispanic vote as well.
They're trying to get
a lot of that. A lot of what Democrats represent, being majority Catholic, you know, that come here, they're not down with a lot of that.
Yeah, they're scared to death of the Hispanic vote, especially in Florida. That's why Soros bought up 18 conservative Hispanic radio stations, trying to change the narrative down in South Florida. But here in Alabama, even more and more people are beginning to realize, wait a minute, under Trump, the economy was better. More black folks had good jobs, and it's not worked out that way under Biden. So we'll see. That's what I'm thinking right now. Boom shakalaka, you got a question for me?
I'm just going to say, do you think the DNC is going to pour money into that race, the new seat?
Boomer, Lee comes on the show and just takes over is what I see.
I mean, McQueen does too, so I'm used to it. It's all good. It's okay.
You said, do I think the DNC, the Democrats are going to pour money into that race? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to be, like, socking money into it. And I bet they're already right now trying to hunt down the right candidate to run for office. I guarantee you there's some state legislators. There's some, potential mayors. You keep an eye on where they draw those lines, but I could see Mayor Reed, the mayor of Montgomery, if he's drawn into that new district, thinking that he can run. We'll see. But I do believe that the Democrats are going to pour a lot of money into it once they figure out who their candidate is going to be. More to come on it, though. What's your question there, Boom Shakalaka?
All right, I'm going to go with the war in Ukraine with Putin. All right. So with that group, the Wagner group.
Yeah.
Taken off up to Russia, getting in within, 120 miles or something? That's kind of just nuts on that end. But what is Russia going to do on their end? I mean, they just lost a lot of troops.
Oh, with the Wagners?
Yeah, with the Wagners. I mean, Ukraine there, we don't know who's actually winning. They say Russia is actually losing now, but I don't know. What is Russia going to do?
I think, first of all, Russia owns more territory right now than it did before the war started. So it's not like Ukraine has just, but Ukraine has certainly whacked them. I mean, this has been a David and Goliath story, right?
Yes.
That being said, we're also hearing right now that the counteroffensive is going slower than expected, but it's still going more in Ukraine's favor. And then Wagner did what it did. And Wagner has something in the neighborhood of 50,000 total troops, and they just got emasculated. So the notion that on the battlefield, Russia just lost 50,000 potential troops, what we're hearing right now is that Putin's trying to offer them contracts to join the Russian army, because that's what they do. They have conscripts and contractees. You're a conscript when you do your mandatory 2 years of service, and after that, you can choose to stay in under contract. Well, they're trying to get all these Wagner folks, at least the ones who didn't, stage the coup. They're trying to get them signed up under contract. There's also, by the way, right now we're watching, and there's several key Russian generals, to include, I think, Shoigu, who is their defense minister. They're missing.
Missing.
And there is some belief that they may be as part of a purge by Putin of anyone he believes might have been sympathetic to Wagner. And so the purge may be underway for all we know. You're never going to get sideways with Putin because you're going to be hiring a soup tester thereafter.
Yeah.
But all right. Hey, Lee, you did a great job. Thank you so much for standing in for the lovely McQueen today. We appreciate you.
I enjoyed it.
Well, we enjoyed it. We enjoy you. Thanks for being a part of our audience. And we'll have you back again soon. All right.
Will do.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
That was good.
That was awesome.
That was good. All right. And I think she held her own there, too. Of course, we didn't expect anything less.
Exactly.
Of course, she didn't run roughshod of you like McQueen does.
No.
All right, listen, we're coming right back with former Congressman Mo Brooks calling in. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain.